So there aren't enough computer chips, and the ones that do exist might not even be real. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Marielle Segarra, in for Molly Wood. Let's talk about computer chips. We've told you that they're in short supply because of COVID and material shortages and shipping problems, and because a lot more people have bought devices during the pandemic. And what sometimes happens when there is low supply and high demand, counterfeits appear on the market. These could be chips taken out of old electronics and resold as new. They could be chips mislabeled so they can't actually do the job they're needed for. Sometimes the fake chips work to a certain extent, and sometimes they don't work at all. I spoke with Bill Cardozo, CEO of Creative Electron, a company that uses x-rays to inspect chips and see if they're real.
Especially in supply chain disruptions like the one we're experiencing right now, there's a shortage of this authorized component. So companies go to what we call the gray market to look for chips. And that's where the opportunity for counterfeits starts. So you buy a component. If you look from the outside, it looks exactly like a legit component that you want, but the internal structure is different, is something else. And COVID presented a unique opportunity for counterfeiters because we've seen drastic reduction in supply. A lot of those factories were shut down because of COVID, and a huge spike in demand. And counterfeiters are just flooding the market with fake chips.
What can you see on an x-ray that'll help you tell the difference between a fake chip and a real chip?
We look at connections inside the chip, and if those connections are not correct, based on the documentation of what that component is supposed to do, we can also determine that that's a fake component.
And do these counterfeit chips work?
That's a very good question. Sometimes they do. There's one common application of counterfeit chips in the military and aerospace markets that have a military spec component. They work just like a commercial graded component, but they've been tested and rated to work higher temperatures and different speed cycles, right? And the difference between a military spec and a commercial spec sometimes is just one letter in the package of the chip. So what counterfeiters do is they erase the commercial, the C, and replace with an M, and now that's a military component, and the price went up by 100 times. So electrically, under normal conditions, it's going to work exactly the same, but at the extremes where the military component should perform, if it's on a fighter jet or a nuclear missile, that's where you can have a failure in the worst possible time.
How does the increasing number of counterfeits affect manufacturers and retailers, right? Because like, do they even know that these chips don't work before they sell the products, or are they sort of tested first before they end up on shelves?
We've had more and more customers now approaching us to help them set up a counterfeit detection program. A lot of these companies never had to worry about it. So they don't have a counterfeit mitigation program in-house. And now they are setting one up. And for most, and a lot of companies are not even doing that, which is going to result on product being shipped that either is going to fail before it ships or it can fail at the customer side.
And if a manufacturer buys like a bunch of counterfeit chips, what recourse is there for them?
It depends on the manufacturer's sophistication. Sophisticated manufacturers have language in the contract when they buy chips. And the contract usually says something of the nature that, you know, these chips are legit, right? And if something happens, it's the supplier's fault. So the manufacturer has some legal recourse to protect them against, you know, litigation if it happens. And that litigation just flows down to the supplier of the chips. And unfortunately, what we've seen now is that a lot of these manufacturers that are getting counterfeit chips are not sophisticated. Why? Because they didn't have to deal with this before. So they don't have that type of language. And they'll get stuck with the liability. That's, you know, because they're going to put counterfeit components in their products.
Is there any sign that this shortage and that the volume of fake chips will change anytime soon?
I'm not a gambling man, but if I had to bet, we should be getting out of this supply chain shortage later in 2022, maybe early 2023. So that's a problem we're going to have to deal with for at least another year or so.
Bill Cardozo is CEO of Creative Electron, a company that uses x-rays to inspect computer chips. And now for some related links. It can be hard to suss out which chips are fake just based on whether a product works in the moment. As Bill pointed out, that can happen with military-grade chips. You wouldn't know they're fakes until they failed. We'll link to a story from Ars Technica that touches on that idea and also shares a guide on how to recognize a fake chip by how it looks, in case you're curious. And we'll have an illustration of real and fake chips on the show page, too. That Ars Technica story also says fake chips are less of a problem for the big tech companies, which have a steady and secure supply of chips. But for smaller companies that buy from distributors, that's where it becomes an issue. The chip shortage has affected so many industries. Car companies have had to halt production at some of their factories because of it. Medical device companies are having trouble getting chips for pacemakers and ultrasound machines. And appliances like ovens and refrigerators, which often have electronic display boards and other parts that use chips, are in short supply too. We'll link to a story from the Wall Street Journal last week about people who moved into a new apartment or house and had to wait 3 months for one of their major appliances to arrive. So they got creative. But yeah, it's not ideal. I'm Marielle Segarra, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.